The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
The deception will
Joe on the radio, 905. It's Friday. Yay, it's Friday. And great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. Gordon Chang's going to join us. Got a lot to get into today. And Lee Zeldin's going to join us as well. Former congressman in New York's 1st District. And he was the 2022 candidate for governor of New York And man, I'll tell you what, if Lee was there, he would have fired Alvin Bragg. He would have just, you know, really did upset, worked with Stuart Cousins up in, you know, the problem as you listen around the country in New York is they have this legislature. It happens in Jersey, too. We have an assembly. There's some great folks in there, and there's some state senators. But those are the folks that really affect our lives. Those are the folks that affect everything, the taxes. It's the municipalities in the states, really, more so than on a national stage. You know, the folks are in Washington, although they can mess things up pretty badly, too. But when you have people like the head of the Senate and the head of the Assembly in New York State, and they just, they no bail, let the criminals out. We know, you know, everybody knows around the world how to stop the problems, how to stop the problem. And it's so frustrating that nobody does anything about it. So when Lee Zeldin runs, he almost won, right? And in New Jersey, a guy named Jack Cittarelli ran, almost won. Jack almost won. And yet these guys, because they're, they, when they're in the way the Democratic Party is nowadays for the most part, and I don't want to criticize too much because I was a Democrat my whole life and I understand blindly voting Democrat with a D like that, you know, but I'm telling you, right now, there's nobody in the Democratic Party that I see that steps out and is brave enough to be old school like JFK was, helping out the blue collar, helping out the folks in the inner cities. I don't see any of it, any of it. And I don't understand how these people come from the community like a Fannie Willis or a Tish James or an Alvin Bragg. And or Carl Hastings or you know, they come from the community and then okay, we're going to just let the criminals back out on the street. That's what they're doing. And this is why there is a problem. This is why New York kind of has a third world feel to it now. Migrants come in. Okay, so Governor Abbott from Texas goes, I'm going to send the migrants up to New York. Why? Because they're a sanctuary city. Someone came up with that. It's a sanctuary city. You can, the people in the government can't come and take you away even if you're a murderer. What happened with Laken Riley's murderer from Venezuela? And then you have Venezuela saying you have Donald Trump saying they opened their jail cells and they dumped off everything into America. And that's exactly what happened. And people criticize it and the mainstream media won't touch it. That's why we're telling you the truth. And how do you know it's the truth? Because, and I think this is a low percentage, the homicide rate in Venezuela dropped 22%. And all those criminals are with us. There are a lot of migrants and illegal aliens that come in that want to work and are decent people. It might be most of them, but there are 2 million gotaways. Why are there so many Chinese coming in? What does that have a red flag to anybody? They just want to change the whole tenor and tone of the United States of America. So we need people like Lee Zeldin to go in and run and change things. And this November, I'm telling you, it's more important than ever because the country is young and the tenor can be taken away. Everything you and I believe in this republic can be taken away. And all I keep thinking about when I'm at that National Italian American Foundation event yesterday, And I said to a couple of folks there, I was talking to everybody, what a bunch of great folks. I got to tell you something. Shout out to Robert Allegrini, works so hard. He's the head of the National Italian American Foundation, Mr. Carlucci and everybody. And they brought in people from Italy, from Canada, from all across America, all across the boroughs. And then I think of my grandparents. I said this on stage coming in with an American flag in their hand. I don't know that they had the flag, but they came in looking at the Statue of Liberty, had tears in their eyes, coming to America, wanting to be American. That's what it's all about. That's who we are. And that's why, that's my whole mantra on the radio show. That's why you hear me talk about this every single morning. And I know you feel the same way. And then one guy walks over to me. He goes, Joe, you know what? I'm Italian, but we came from Uruguay. We went to Uruguay. His parents went from Italy to Uruguay. Then they came into America because they wanted to be part of America. You can't change the tone. You can't just let people come in at random. Think about the people lined up waiting to get in legally because they love this country and what it stands for. And then now you let the migrants come in. Whether you bust them up, as soon as they come in, they should be shipped out. And you can't just say, here's a court date, show up when you can. But it's a concerted invasion, again, by the Democratic Party to change the whole makeup, the political makeup. Mark Morgan, you know, told us that, and it's so true. It changed the political makeup of the voting districts in New York and New Jersey and the rest of the country. And we're going to just lose the country. They keep doing that. And look what's happening in France. That's working out well, huh? You know, with some in Europe. They're letting anybody in. And why all of a sudden is everybody coming in all of a sudden? Am I right or wrong? Is it the whole wokeness of it all? Oh, and then this. And forgive me, but I'm so pungy, I could be ridiculously honest now, you know. We're collateral damage. They could care less. I'm telling you, you think about Washington. And you think about, we have some great folks on the show from Washington, right? But I think who's running this administration? I don't think it's Obama. They go, it's Obama. It you know what? It could be Eric Holder. It could be Susan Rice. It's some of the Obama holdovers, right? But whoever it is, they absolutely hate America. They hate America and don't have the soul of the country in their heart the way you and I do. And then I thought Biden did. I thought he would overcome being influenced by Bernie Sanders, like we talked about earlier, and just going way, way, way left Marxist. But he doesn't. He doesn't have the guts to do it. Oh, he's a grifter, like Joe DiGenova, our buddy, says. Joe Biden is a grifter. He'll just take what he can for himself, for his family. We are collateral damage. And I believe, and this is why I think you have to consider voting for Donald Trump as much as you hate him, is because you're going to have an ongoing wars forever. I believe that's what they want in Washington. That's exactly what they want in Afghanistan. They want ongoing wars. Look what happened with Bush and Cheney. What was that? What was that? How did, first of all, did Bush really win? No, I think Al Gore actually won. And George W. Bush wins. And then he's got Dick Cheney running the show. They get us in a war. They've unsettled the whole Middle East. Donald Trump comes in, fixes it. We better get rid of him. We better impeach him. Get him out. Because we are collateral damage. We don't even count. So I hope and I pray that Lara Trump and this guy Watley, whoever's running the RNC, I hope they got their eyes on the voting booth, man. Because I'm telling you, the shenanigans are about to unfold big time. Why? Because it's not just the Democrats. Now you got the lifelong bureaucrats. And you might know them as the deep state. And all they want is ongoing wars, power and control. You and I to be minions and sheep. And so help me, God, in every bit of love in my heart that I have for my parents and my grandparents for working so hard to get here, I'm going to tell you how we have to fight that tooth and nail. Even if, you know, if you don't like Donald Trump, give it 3 years. Just give it 3 years. It's going to go by very quickly, and we could turn the country around, I think. And I may be wrong, and you could tell me I'm nuts. 877-970-2999. Okay, that's all I got, guys. That's all I got. We'll go to Gordon next. Elizana, Al, you okay? Did you order the fat holster?
Great. No, I did not order the fat holster. I know we're getting Al for his birthday.
No. Wait, Al, Speedo and a fat holster. There's my man. Come on.
Do you want me to be arrested for indecent exposure for exposing myself to people? That's horrible.
Al found an ad. I thought he was kidding, but I posted it on Twitter.
I didn't find it. Facebook put it on there for me.
They're finding you.
They think that I'm fat enough. No, but why can't you find me stuff that I could use? Not a conceal and carry holster for fat people. I don't own a gun.
Oh my lord! Where is this thing? This is hysterical. I thought he was kidding, but it's so true. He's got
It's got fat.
Hold on. No. Where's the thing? I lost it. I had the whole thing. It is, and you got it on Facebook, and it was an actual holster for a gun for what did it say?
For fat people.
Yeah. It is. And you know what? I guess, yeah, the fat guy holster. Here it is.
Yeah.
Comfortable, concealable, and widely adjustable.
Widely adjustable. Widely. So as you get fatter,
wildly
you'll
and
still
widely.
Be able to conceal it.
Al goes, when you go for the gun, though, your belly gets in the way. Hold on, I'm getting there. Hold on a second.
Imagine you're at the range, and you're God practicing trying to get this thing out of your belly before you get shot. You know, you got guys that, have you ever been to a gun range recently?
Yep.
All right, so they're always, all of them are in tack gear. They got guns. They're showing you all kinds of things. Could you imagine me with this thing and trying to get it out and release it? Ding, bam, you know, just
A hoagie in one hand.
Right.
No.
Yeah. No. Trick shooter, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Watch this. Ding.
Instead of skeet, they do salami. Right. Yeah, I got
that's
you.
It. Yeah, ready? Slice. Instead of throw. Slice. Paper thin. I want to put a hole right there.
A butcher's cutting it up.
I want to be able to read the newspaper. I love that. I used to listen. I worked in a deli for a long time. I can't tell you how many people used to come in. I have a half pound of boar's head ham. Make sure it's paper thin. So you can barely peel it off the thing, right? Or I want to be able, one guy one day comes in, he says, I want to be able to read the newspaper through it. I said, do you want to be able to taste it? Because when it's that thin, you can't taste anything.
Oh, you worked in the deli.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, for years.
Did you do the machine, to cut the machine with the cheese?
I used to butcher. I could, you know.
How dangerous is that machine, though? I mean, really? Remember
I nicked my finger a couple of times. I mean, you know,
you wrestler, didn't Mickey Rourke do that in the wrestler?
He did that in Broadway. I know the place where they shot it at.
Oh, is that right?
They filmed the majority of that movie, The Wrestler.
Great film.
In Broadway. Fantastic. But he should have won the Academy Award.
Yeah, you're right. Amen. Amen to that.
So unbelievable in that film. Oh, what a great... Darren Aronofsky directed that. Fantastic.
Yeah, right. You're right.
Love that.
And, but I always... I know somebody was talking about... It was on... It was with Kevin O'Leary on the couch thing. What do they do on not the five, the other one, the girls. The girls do Outnumbered, I think.
Oh, Outnumbered,
called. Yeah. And so they were talking about shop teachers. They should be shop and vocation teachers. I thought Harris Faulkner was talking about that. Maybe it was on the Faulkner Focus. But they're right. But how do you go through high school without shop and without a teacher missing fingers?
Am I right?
I'll tell you what. Every shop teacher...
I did have a teacher who was missing half a finger, but it was not the shop teacher. So my shop teacher actually had a show on the Discovery Channel for a little while.
What? You're not kidding. There you go.
So when I went to high school, you had the option. If you were in a music class, you didn't have to take shop. Or if you were an athlete, you didn't have to take shop. Yeah, so a lot of people that weren't
take
musically
shop.
Inclined.
Remember that?
Yeah, because we had a full two-car garage at our school that you could repair cars. They had a wood shop. They had home ec. They had our school.
Home ec. Yeah, so, I remember home ec.
So our high school, Newdorp High School, was first opened, the new building, first opened in 1984. So it was one of the more modern high schools in the city at the time. I think it was the first new high school they had built in, I don't know, like 10 years or something like that when it opened. So we had all of this new technology. We had cameras. They were supposed to have a whole broadcasting thing.
What
we never
town
opened
this?
It.
That's a good town. What
right
town
in Newdorp. Right in Newdorp.
Wow. In Jersey. Right there in Jersey. No, in Staten Island. Yeah, that's right. You were brought up in Staten Island.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm telling you, we had a lot, but we didn't have a garage.
I'm serious. Two-car garage, and the guys used to bring their cars in. They do oil changes and stuff. I mean, it was a big deal. They had an auto show. Where the kids were bringing their cars and stuff.
We used to call them greasers. So they all took shop, right? They greasers took shop.
Well,
the preppies took all the college courses.
Here's the best part.
And home ec.
So this company decided to film a drunk driving video that was reenacted in the schoolyard to show an accident of a kid, underage drinking, whatever, and he gets into a car accident. Now, a lot of kids didn't know about it. It was supposed to be one of these surprise things to show you how serious it was. And one of my close friends ended up acting in the commercial. And his role was he was supposed to be this like star baseball player or whatever. Meanwhile, the guy smoked pot every day of his life.
Oh, jeez.
The stoner. And it was hysterical. And he's wearing a brown tuxedo, and his name was Jack Brown. So it made it even funnier. So he's doing the video, and I knew all of this. And while he's doing the video, I am off camera making fun of him. Like, you wouldn't believe he had to hold it together. But it was this, like, horrific car accident that they showed with police and ambulance and the whole thing, cutting them out of the car. He kills his girlfriend in the thing. And, you know, and you see the faces of the kids. No, it was a serious thing that they wanted to portray, and they used some of the cars from the automotive shop in order to reenact the accident, which was pretty cool. And it was supposed to shock kids, like, hey, don't drink and drive.
But the bottom line is that they should have that, because the people...
Well, they showed
Kevin
the
O'Leary,
Mr.
Wonderful said that the jobs that really, really are hot now are not so much IT, as social media. Anybody in social media. And I know that from my Michael. There's so much going on, man. And me too. You gotta pay a fortune for social media nowadays like that. Hey, and so you should bring back shop and vocational. Then you said, didn't he go to vocational school?
Yes, he went to a vocational school real quick. They are always looking for people. They have electrical, they have automotive, they have all of these different things. My friend's son, my neighbor's son, did HVAC in high school. He's now working HVAC. He's in the union. He's making money hand over fist. They need all these people, plumbers, all of this stuff. The vocational high schools in New Jersey, look into them, parents. They are very important.
Yep.
They're great programs.
Yep.
And you get hands-on training, and you get a job right out of high school.
Right. That's exactly right. Al Gattula right there. Hey, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, Gordon Chang's going to join us momentarily.
Fat Al Gattula.
I said Speedo and a holster.
Oh, wait. That's sexy.
There's the look. Hi. Hey, how are you?
Hi, want to see my gun? Give me a minute. Oops, I dropped it. Ding.
Oh, boy. That's quite the visual.
I'm sorry if you're blind now. Apologize. For anybody that crashed right now, I'm very sorry.
Oh, it's Friday. Oh, my Lord. Debbie's on the roads. How are we doing, Deb? Please be safe on the roads. Thank you.
I'm not in the studio. I cannot see that visual. I'm in my traffic studio. So let's see what's happening right now. Joe, we're going to head over to the southbound FDR Drive, slowing down, getting down through the 70s. Northbound FDR Drive, heavy traffic through the 50s. Also seeing a lot of volume downtown as you take a ride to Chambers Street into Broadway. Worth Street slowing down by Center Street as well. Let's see what's happening at the inbound George Washington Bridge. A 30-minute delay. Lincoln Tunnel, you're waiting about 5 minutes. Holland, about 20 from 1 and 9. Expect delays as you take a ride to the Williamsburg Bridge. Looks like you're slowing down into Brooklyn with construction. Jackie Robinson heading east at Metropolitan Avenue, a crash. A lot of volume at the Edcoch 59th Street Bridge into town because of all of the volume on the FDR Drive. Over on 95 South, exit 3 into Greenwich. They're just cleaning up an accident over there. Traffic is slowing down on the Sawmill North at Reader's Digest Road into Chappaqua with a collision in the right lane. Partly cloudy today, high into the mid-50s. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Let me tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. You know, again, with all the Italians yesterday, and one of our key Italian guys, our dear friend Angelo Vivolo from the Columbus Citizens Foundation, does so much. He was there celebrating the Verrazano celebration of 500 years since Verrazano discovered the New York Harbor, you know. And he's the guy kept the Columbus statue up and put up the Mother Cabrini statue. And he's a great guy. He comes over after the show, after the whole event last night. I give him a big shout out from the stage, you know, and he comes over. He goes, "Hey, Joe, great job, what a great night." And he's there, and he goes, "We got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn." He says it right there. This is one of the key Italian guys in New York. "You got to go to Michael's of Brooklyn. Come on me. We're going to take you out. We're going to go out. We're going to get Judge Napolitano. We'll go out again." It was great. So we invite you to call. I'm going to give you the number, because everybody's going to Michael's of Brooklyn, because it's the best of the, and Angelo knows, it's the best of the Italian-American heritage through Johnny and Michael himself and Marianne and Fred, and all the cuisine is made from scratch, and you could just, when you walk in, you smell the aroma of the sauce being made, the sauce that you could buy at supermarkets all around the country. But here's the number for Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R off of Nostrand Avenue. And it's a must-see and a must-visit when you're in New York. And if you're a regular visitor at Michael's of Brooklyn, we love you for that, too, because so many people in the neighborhood. That is their go-to place. It's called Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R off of Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community since 1964.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees another cover-up.
Merrick Garland is refusing to release the audio of Special Counsel Robert Hur's deposition of Joe Biden on the illegally held classified documents that he kept for decades in his garage. You know, the one where he couldn't remember what year his son died or when he was vice president. Refusing to release.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area, Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Butterfield Cohen Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe, tell you, I can't help. Don't do that to me. Not now. We're almost there. We're almost there. Please. Like kids, we're like children for crying out loud. So let me tell you.
You're the child today.
I am the child. You're right. I'm a little baby. Hey, so Gordon Chang's going to join us, but let me take a moment. I know I don't want to run into his time, but, when I was with, Olivia the other day, we were at the doctor and we started talking about this, infusion, medicine. If it's medicine, it's even saline. It is so state of the art. It is so awesome to see what they can do and how well my Olivia is doing from this. And I had no idea. And a big shout out to my mentor Ray, who got us over to this doctor, is aware of this. And then they could balance the infusion of a certain kind of whether it's a drug or whether like immunoglobulins like that. And then they could speed it up as it enters your body, they could lessen it as it enters your body, they could test it. Insanely state of the art to me, and I love it because it's all state of the art, ahead of the curve medicine. So my friend Ray introduces me to Devin Patel, and Devin Patel is the founder and CEO of InfuKRX, and I get to meet the folks at InfuKRX. These are great people, and I talk to the doctors, and I talk to them all, and they know so much about this. So you talk to your doctor, and if you aren't feeling great, you ask about an IV, a sub-Q infusion. Ask about where you can have InfuKRX come to your home, and they could take care of you right there in your house, and you'll have full access to everybody at InfuKRX. Digital access, phone access, 24/7 all year long. But you got to check with your doctor first, okay? I'm not giving you medical advice. I am just amazed at the state-of-the-art medicine from InfuKRX. So go check out their services. You can go online to InfuKRX.com. It's InfuKRX.com. Excited to tell you about things that could help your family, you know? InfuKRX, improving quality of life, one patient at a time.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Gordon the Great, Gordon Chang, kind enough to join us. China is Going to War is the name of the book. Hey, Gordon, welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining us, my friend. How you doing this morning?
I am fine, Joe, and thank you so much.
Are you traveling? You are just like touring and demand all over the country. Can you get a weekend this weekend maybe to stay home and relax a little bit, Gordon Chang?
Well, we will have a quiet weekend at home, but right now we are in Music City, Nashville, Tennessee.
What? You have been down there. Are you allowed to reveal why you were down there, Gordon Chang? Or is this top secret? Yes?
No. Nothing about me is top secret. I was on a panel at Vanderbilt University yesterday.
Wow.
And so we were talking about the state of the world, and I was talking about the China Pit, of course. But it was a two-day conference at Vandy. And right after us, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, spoke. So we had a good audience because everybody was not there to hear us, but to wait for the FBI director.
Yeah, no, but it was great. You are in demand. I see you're on TV all the time, certainly, but I love that people ask you to speak in person. I like that former presidents ask your advice as well, Gordon Chang. Gordon, if you want to go down, I don't know if you and Lydia are staying down there, but I know a guy. The Sinatra Bar and Lounge is down there, man. I got to tell you, it's great. It's right on Printer Alley, right down there. If you get a chance to go, I don't know if you're leaving or not, but let me know if you need anything, because I know a guy in Nashville, all right? All right, huh?
You know a guy everywhere, Bill. Come on.
I got a guy.
Nobody does Sinatra better than you.
We had such a good. Yeah. But listen, I was like a couple of weeks ago. Tina Sinatra was there, Gordon, and they said, "Oh, Joe, you're going to sing," and that was packed, and it was one of those cool clubs from old school, you know, run by a guy named Bill Miller, great guy, and I sang with Tina there. I was never so intimidated, but she was so nice and so kind, and the crowd was great. Hey, Gordon, on to geopolitical affairs. Walk us through China. How will they respond to Biden's proposed tripled tariffs on their steel imports? And is that the way to go? I mean, as opposed to the way Donald Trump seemed to handle it in a more muted fashion. What are your thoughts of what Biden, at least what the administration was talking about yesterday, sir?
Yeah, first of all, this was sort of cynical on the part of Biden, I think, because you know, he's been in office for more than 3 years. And he hasn't talked about tariffs until it occurred to him that there's an election on November 5, and he's losing with the labor rank and file. So he finally comes out and says, okay, I will triple tariffs on steel and aluminum. You know, Trump, you know, whatever one thinks about tariffs, there's only one guy in this election who really believes that they should be increased, and that's Trump. Now, you can argue about tariffs and stuff, but you can't argue about sincerity. Trump believes in tariffs, and Joe Biden believes that they are an election point. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, it's so true. But I'm trying to think how that will affect anything with China. And you and I always talk about this all the time, that Joe Biden seems so bought and sold on China, by China. And they seem to be. So I imagine this exactly was that, just some election rhetoric that will go nowhere, yes?
They eventually will increase the tariffs before the election, I'm sure, because now he's got to. You know, China will huff and puff. They'll do something. It probably will be asymmetrical. They'll do something someplace else. But this will continue. And, you know, the one thing is that we've allowed China basically free access to our market while China has kept us out. So we've got to do something. Trump has some ideas. We know that he has actually implemented them when he was president.
Yeah.
Biden doesn't seem to care. And that's why, you know, Biden may be able to get a union boss to say, okay, let's, you know, support the Democratic nominee. But the labor rank and file, you know, the people who actually do stuff, they're voting for Trump in overwhelmingly large margins. And Biden knows that.
It's so true. And running, you warned us about this, Gordon Chang. The FBI warning that Chinese hackers are preparing to attack U.S. infrastructure. Hello? You've been talking about this from day one. I keep worrying about that. Gordon, between you and I, man, I worry about what they call a black swan event. I mean, Catherine Herridge, the great reporter who they shut down at CBS, they locked her office, they took her papers. She mentioned black swan event. She was on top of the game. And then all of a sudden, she shut down. You know, so is the black swan event going to come from China and the hackers into our, for example, power grid, Gordon Chang?
It'll be China or Iran or Russia, probably all of them working in coordination. You know, we know the Iranians took down some water systems at the end of last year in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. No, they were able to get in, and it was really easy for them to do so. So, of course, they're going to continue to do that. And then, as Christopher Wray said yesterday, look, the Chinese, they said if you took every FBI anti-hacker guy China would outnumber them more than 50 to 1. Now, we can't devote every FBI FBI agent to China, which means that the numbers that China overwhelm us, you know, just out of the sight. And really what we've got right now is we are undermanned, and we're going to get hit. It's going to be really bad. And the American people should be outraged at Joe Biden for not protecting us, because we know that this is coming. You know, there's no question about it. And, you know, Biden's view is, it's okay.
Yeah. Hey, Gore, before we let you go, hey, so the Chinese at the border, now your dad came in from China, but now, I mean, all of a sudden, these single male Chinese that come apparently from communist China, walk us through that, Gordon Chang. I mean, honestly, it's front and center, and the press doesn't talk about it. But you know this, and you have, you know how your family came into this great country, and how you became a great citizen of the great state of New Jersey. What are these Chinese coming in for? Is this a red flag, so to speak, literally, from communist China?
Yeah, if we go back 2 years ago, the Chinese coming across our southern border were primarily family groups. Now Border Patrol says that 85% of them are, as you described, they're single males traveling in packs of 5 to 15 of military age without family members, some of them pretending not to speak English. Border Patrol knows that some of them have links to the Chinese military. These guys have been doing some pretty disturbing things once they get into the U.S., So, for instance, at the end of January, we saw those images of Chinese migrants in our country less than 3 weeks who came across with no money and no documentation, taking target practice with pistols and, in one case, a sniper rifle. So, you know, this just, to me, is mind-boggling that we have continued to allow, you know, China to create the infrastructure in our country to attack America.
Yeah, and the fentanyl, we're going to let you go, but Gordon, I could talk to you for hours, man. Your knowledge is just so appreciated. The fentanyl, they say manufactured in China, and this is a concerted effort. Even though Biden talks to President Xi, the China is manufacturing the fentanyl for one purpose, and that's to kill Americans.
Right. I mean, 5 months after Xi promised to Biden that he would significantly reduce the flow of fentanyl precursors and pill presses, China is still continuing offering incentives for the export of fentanyl. This is a violation, of course, Xi's promise to Biden, but Xi violated his promises to Trump and to Obama before him. You know, and Biden doesn't want to do anything because that would, quote-unquote, ruffle the relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, come on. You know, this is 70,000 Americans in 2022. Last year, probably a little bit more died from doses of illegal Chinese fentanyl. And we have a president who sort of doesn't want to do anything about it except for announce agreements.
It's right. You go, Gordon, I'm telling you, and you've been there from day one. We got to let you go, man. But I tell you what, we got to talk about Wuhan and what Rand Paul is doing with Dr. Fauci next time, because you called everything that we talk about, everything that breaks, you broke on our show, Gordon Chang. We appreciate it. Please keep the fight. You make us so proud, Jersey boy. You really do. Have a safe trip back. And listen, honestly, if you need something, I know a guy. All right. So you let me know. I can take care of you.
I know you know a guy. And the one thing we've got to talk about next time, Joe,
yes, sir.
Ebola, because the Chinese are planning to spread Ebola in our country.
Please come back next week when you can. Travel safe. We love having you on the show. With great respect, love to Lydia. And thank you, my dear friend. Thank you, Gordon, so much.
Oh, well, thank you, Joe. I really, really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Take care, Gordon. Thank you, man. Oof, Ebola. Now I got to worry about Ebola. I will think about that all weekend. I'm telling you. No, please. Oh, no. But make sure Gordon comes back, Joe Sebelia, please, next week, if you
will.
Oh, gosh. Break is right. 9:38. Hey, Lee Zeldin's going to join us. The great Lee Zeldin will join us momentarily. And the great Al Gattulo in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 9:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Efforts to open casinos in the five boroughs moving forward. The city council Thursday approved new zoning that would allow casinos to be built in commercial and manufacturing zones in the city. The zoning change is seen as a positive step to bring casinos to the five boroughs. The state has put three casino licenses up for grabs and are expected to award those licenses next year. There are nearly a dozen casino projects proposed at the moment in New York City, including plans involving the Hudson Yards, a parking lot at Citi Field, and on Long and on Coney Island. New York State announcing new fishing regulations in an effort to protect vulnerable shark species off Long Island. There's been an increase in shark sightings off Long Island in recent years. Part of the new rules include all prohibited sharks must be immediately released. Recreational anglers must free sharks from tackles and fishing lines. Authorities with the State Department of Environmental Conservation say sharks are vital to the health of our marine system, but are at a risk at being mishandled. In sports, all the locals were off. Yankees open up a 7-game homestand this evening, first of three against the Tampa Bay Rays. Mets out west for the next six. The Amazons open up a 3-game set against the Dodgers later this evening. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. It's busy at the inbound George Washington Bridge. A 30-minute delay to the upper, 10 to the lower. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel, minor delay. Holland Tunnel looks okay now. Jackie Robinson moving slowly eastbound at Metropolitan Avenue with a collision. Ed Koch, 59th Street Bridge, heavy traffic into town. Traffic moving slowly on the FDR Drive south right through the 70s. Northbound FDR Drive, bumper to bumper right up through the 50s. Watch for a lot of volume on the Cross Bronx West into the outbound George Washington Bridge with construction. Grand Central Parkway West slowing down by LaGuardia, and we're still seeing delays on the westbound belt out by Kennedy Airport, eastbound side of the BQE, slowing down getting up and out toward Atlantic Avenue, so prepare for some delays there. Traffic slowing down on 95 southbound, getting down through Fairfield, so watch out for slowdowns. And over on the Goat Trail, getting into Camp Smith Drive in Cortland Manor, it's ongoing construction. Partly cloudy today, high in the 50s. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thank you, Debbie Duhame. Well, the Tunnels to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured, veterans. By the way, how about homeless veterans? How about homeless veterans? You know, we always talk about who's helping the homeless veterans. You know who's helping the homeless veterans? The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And let's take heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighters. When I was talking to the folks from Buffalo last night, well, firefighter Jason Arno and his family, let's talk about it. Firefighter Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse and a fire, right? He left behind his wife and his young daughter, and in their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided a firefighter Arno's wife and their daughter with a mortgage-free home. Boom. Just like that. The foundation lifted that financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. All right? Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Please support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members and members, and again, homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number two, and then T.org.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area. Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
Unity Bank is dedicated to community-oriented banking and offers a full range of services, including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity has locations all throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. If you're a small business owner, you know how frustrating it is to be a nobody at the big banks, right? You should be banking at a community bank like Unity Bank, please. They'll help you with your financing needs or get you the mortgage that is best suited for you. How about that? Because when you bank at Unity, you have a personal relationship with the president and CEO, our friend Jim Hughes. Now, I go in, I'm not, what am I, a money guy? I'm a bank guy? I'm not. I go in, when I go to community bank, like Unity Bank, you go in there and you feel you're in the neighborhood. And then Jim gives me his number to give you. 908-713-4306. 908-713-4306. That is the CEO and president of Unity Bank. 908-713-4306. I know it's tough to write down while you're driving. Maybe you can remember james.hughes@unitybank.com. You're not going to get that kind of service at the big banks. You know it. I'm telling you personally, you got to go to Unity Bank. Just visit, please, unitybank.com. Unitybank.com. FDIC insured. Equal opportunity employer. Equal housing lender. It's Unity Bank, growing with you.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Lee Zeldin is a great guy, a friend, a former U.S. congressman for New York's 1st District. He's the guy that should be governor of the great state of New York. Lee, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us always.
Missy, great to be with you.
Yeah, man, and listen, you're just ripping it up out there. Gosh, we wish you were in Albany, my friend. I'll tell you what, everything would have changed, and you just missed it, but you did. You did a great job turning a lot in the city around, turning it red, Lee. Walk us through what's happening. You would have, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lee Zeldin, you would have first thing in fired Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, correct?
That was my pledge. As soon as I was sworn in, my first act would be to turn to the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, to let him know he was being fired for his refusal to enforce the law. And that was his pledge during his campaign, that on day one, he followed through on with a day one memo where across the board, he would refuse to enforce all sorts of laws across the board. And I think that there should be a zero tolerance for prosecutors who refuse to prosecute. We should have people in government who back our men and women in law enforcement. That applies to all elected officials. Legislators shouldn't be passing pro-criminal laws, prioritizing them over law-abiding New Yorkers. It's not difficult to figure out how to make our streets and our subways safer. And I, you know, when the MTA is struggling for money,
yeah,
when
yeah.
You hear people talking about, you know, fare jumping, and in that same breath, you're not willing to go after a DA who's refusing to enforce fare jumping. But you're not getting to the heart of these problems.
Oh, man, you make so much sense. Lee, walk me through this, if you would, Lee Zeldin. So you're working with people in the Assembly and the Senate in New York State and who are making these atrocious laws. Lee, you know it. You said it when you ran. We know it. The whole country knows how to bring New York back. And yet Stuart Cousins, you know, or Carl Hastie, they said, I'm sure they're nice folks. But what are they, how do you go in and negotiate that? Because I know how hard it is in Jersey, too. It's so ramped up on the way left in the Assembly at this point and the Senate in the state of New Jersey. But how do you go up there, sit these people down, and just go, look what you're doing to your community? Why won't Governor Hochul do that, Lee Zeldin, do you think?
Well, it was the far left that, at the end of the day, put her over the top in her campaign in 2022. You're a week and a half out, and AOC and the Working Families Party and some of these key unions, they all had to band together or they were going to lose the governor's seat. I think as far as the budget negotiations go, the governor needs to use the power of the position. You're able to influence public opinion. You should be bringing your case out to the public. You should be fighting for the taxpayer, for the law-abiding New Yorker. Yeah. It shouldn't all be done in behind closed doors. This should be something that the legislature in front of the cameras, in front of the public, are participating in. Listen, we have a reality right now where they are approving a budget where legislators are on social media trying to read a reporter's Twitter feed to figure out what's getting agreed to in these bills. We elect these legislators to actually legislate and do their job, and they're in the dark because it's just three persons in a room.
And isn't there, and correct me if I'm wrong, I should know this, but isn't infanticide, I mean, illegal in New York State? Is that right? And like in New Jersey as well, correct?
Well, in New York, they have codified far more than Roe. So when we woke up the day after the Dobbs decision, the law in New York was exactly the same as it was the day before. Here in the state, you can get an abortion right up until the end of the ninth month. And now they want to go even further, however they can possibly come up with a new idea to really use it as a as a political issue or a motivator, I mean, you already allow non-doctors to perform abortions. You already allow late-term partial birth abortions. How much more extreme, really, do you feel like you need to get? Because, by the way, I know people who consider themselves, they call themselves pro-choice, but they're against late-term partial birth abortion. Yep. They're against non-doctors. They're for informed consent. Some of them speak up in their in favor of parental consent, but the legislators are in a very, very extreme position in Albany, and they feel like they haven't gone far enough.
You know, great chat this morning, Lee. We appreciate your time while we have you, if I may, before we let you go. AOC, in her district in the Bronx, does she show up at all? In that same realm, that same group, Cori Bush in St. Louis, you have that poor girl got her head bashed by on the street. You saw it. We all saw that on video. That's Cori Bush's district. Who are these people? Why don't they show up? They don't even show up. When you were in Long Island, you were there every single day, involved in everything. These people just go and just grandstand in Washington. When the people of New York are going to wake up, number one, number two, Lee Zeldin, before we let you go, how do we awaken the sleeping giant that are people that support you, that really want to take this country back? How do we awaken that sleeping giant, Lee Zeldin?
So to the first part of it, I think that regardless of what party you are, what your ideology is, where you come from, if you're going to sign up to serve in a position like in the United States Congress, you need to be doing everything in your power all day, every day to represent your district. You need to be as present as possible. Take nothing for granted. Don't let a title or power or perks elevate you off the ground or get a big head or a big chip. You have to work hard for it or you don't deserve to get reelected. Yeah. As far as what you're talking about is, you know, with waking up, I think more and more people are waking up. And we saw it during our race with the Asian American community in New York City, which we won, the Dominican community. You saw them come out strong a few days ago for President Trump at the bodega, Orthodox Jewish community. Even the Black community, many of them are waking up. That just needs to continue.
Yeah, hopefully it will. Lee, and again, we got to let you go, but I'm telling you, we're going to read the article Lee Zeldin has that we're going to re-X out. Instead of fighting crime, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg launches a Trump show trial. Inexcusable. It's embarrassing around the world, Lee, right? It's embarrassing. Everybody knows they're looking at this Trump trial, and they still can't figure out what's going on. It's like Venezuela. We're a banana republic, Lee Zeldin, huh?
This is the biggest threat against democracy that exists. They want to lock up President Trump for 1,000 years. They want to bankrupt him, and they want to deny Americans the right to choose for themselves this November who to choose as the next president of the United States. Taking away that right, denying that right of Americans, it doesn't get any bigger of a threat against democracy than that. So the lawfare that they're engaging in, the weaponization of the criminal justice system, I think average independent-minded Americans see through it. These are political prosecutions, and President Trump should be out on the campaign trail as opposed to spending day after day after day inside of a Manhattan courtroom because of this DA.
Yeah, it's so true. Lee, great chat. Can't wait to see you in person, my friend. Keep the fight. Come back anytime, please, Lee Zeldin. We love you, man.
I love you, too. Take care, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Lee Zeldin, great guy. Great guy right there. 9:52, Debbie's on the roads. Have a great weekend, Debbie Duhaime. Thank you so much for always being great on our program.
Thank you. Thank you. Always happy to be here. Let's see what's happening, Joe. We're going to head to the inbound George Washington Bridge. Moving along okay now at the inbound GWB, the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, a minor delay. Holland Tunnel, about 20. The outbound George, it's construction, so watch for that. Delays on the Cross Bronx. And we're seeing delays, Joe, on 46 West at Midland Ave, getting right into Saddlebrook. Looks like an accident with injuries, so definitely prepare for some delays there. And watch out for some slowdowns at the Williamsburg Bridge into Brooklyn with some construction. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi to use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP.
Hey, everybody. I have an amazing new product to talk to you about, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm is an air purifier that naturally sends out into the air, which seek out odors and air pollutants in your home and destroys them. It's called the Thunderstorm because it purifies the air and provides the pure fresh air just like after a thunderstorm. There are thousands of five-star reviews, so you can feel good about your purchase. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. Never breathe dirty air again. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use promo code CHARLIE3 to get 3 units for under $200. Put one in your bedroom, family room, the baby's room, or anywhere you want. Clean, fresh air. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use promo code CHARLIE3. That is EdenPureDeals.com. So check it out. The baby's room, anywhere you want. Clean, fresh air. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. So check it out right now. EdenPureDeals.com. That is EdenPureDeals.com. Promo code CHARLIE3.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cloudy and not as cool for today as our high temperature hits 56 degrees. Could see some spotty late day showers mainly north and west of the city, and then it moves into the city itself with rain and drizzle overnight dipping down to 48. As we head into the weekend, we have clouds at first giving way to some sunshine, a high of 67. Sun and clouds for Sunday, 60 degrees, and then 63 on Monday with nothing but a blue sky in store. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, let me tell you about Relief Factor one last time as we work to Mike Gallagher this morning. For $19.95, you can get that three-week quick start kit to see if we can get you out of pain. You get a feel better or your money back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, all right? I tell you about Leah in pain on the couch in pain that she couldn't get out of pain, you know? And then here, I'll read you. In just 8 days, she found relief and she continued to get quote-unquote better and better. She says, quote, I truly am amazed at this product. And then Keith, the guy who was in pain, 51 years old, and he had some pain, you know, I'm feeling it, took Relief Factor, now he's pursuing a second degree black belt. You know, and me too, I couldn't get around, I just don't like being curtailed, you know, I want to embrace life while I can, and by the grace of God, we can do that. But you take Relief Factor, I think the pain goes away, and it's 100% drug-free. And I tell you, when I tell you hundreds of thousands of people are taking Relief Factor, they don't say to me anymore, hey, Joe, is that Relief Factor really work there? Now they say to me, hey, Joe, I've taken my Relief Factor. It's great. Thank you. That's what I hear, and I think that's what you will hear as well. And I love that you can get out of pain. 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4, the word relief, or relieffactor.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, Joe Sebelia, thank you so much. Hopefully, you're going to rest a little bit this weekend for you.
Yes,
your buddy,
hopefully,
huh?
I'm going to have a relaxing weekend and won't be too busy. But you know,
get on the phone constantly. Yeah. Who's calling?
It never ends. I always make a phone call. I know.
Well, listen, we appreciate it. We had a great week of shows, and we appreciate it. And I really feel, with due respect to everybody on the radio and on TV, we really happen to have the best guests. And you know what? If you don't agree with us, it's great. You're always welcome to call. But my goodness gracious, thank you, Joe. I know how hard it is. And we're going to do it again next week, all right? We'll do it next week, and we'll be back Monday, 6 a.m. Al, Speedo and a holster for you this week.
No, pizza, beer, Judas Priest concert tonight.
Oh!
That's it.
Judas Priest tonight. That
Can't
is
wait.
Great. Oh, we go. Al, you gonna make it to Monday? Do you think to show up? You think?
Of course I will.
Hope so. There we go.
My friend wanted to start drinking on Wednesday. Please,
Debbie. Thank you, and Cara Facero. Thank you, Michael. Thanks for manning the phones. You know, it's a live broadcast. I speak to you live as live can be, and we will podcast this out. Mert Roberts will podcast this out in a minute on AM970TheAnswer.com. You know I love you, and you know we appreciate you listening. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless the United States of America. Make it a great weekend. You deserve it.
News. Opinion. Passion.
passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
53 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An auction of Tony Bennett's artwork taking place at Lincoln Center. The late singer's watercolor paintings of New York scenes, including Central Park, being auctioned off yesterday and today at the Erdogan Jazz Hall of Fame at Lincoln Center. The auction conducted by Julian's Auction, also online. Bennett died last year at the age of 96. Subway riders are being reminded to not fall asleep on the trains. The NYPD reminding strap hangers about a new trend where thieves are targeting folks who doze off while riding the subway. There's been a significant uptick of incidents where people have had phones, money, watches, purses, or other items taken from them after falling asleep in a subway car. Police say people sitting nearby a subway door become even more of a target for the thieves, who can then sprint off the train. Wall Street opening mixed as the conflict in the Middle East weighs on markets. Stocks regained some ground after Israel carried out what's being called a limited strike against Iran. Inflation concerns are also weighing on sentiment, with many analysts now expecting the Fed to hold off on possible rate cuts until this fall or later. At the opening bell, the Dow was slightly higher. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were both in the red to start the session. In sports, all the locals had the night off. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.